Recording in progress.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
So what episode is this?
93.
Fancy. Yeah. So what have you been up to?
I'm leaving on vacation next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Gallipolis, Ohio, and then going to go to Point Pleasant to the Mothman Museum.
Okay.
Then we're going on to Huntington to visit relatives and crap.
Oh, okay.
Basically, with COVID kind of being low but somewhat resurgent, we're not going to take too many chances.
Yeah.
Not going to do a whole lot. Just sit around and eat. Probably put on 20 pounds. I'm still shocked that I put on like 8 pounds, and I swear it was one weekend in Easton.
Yeah.
And I've worked until now to lose it. Finally got rid of most of it. I'll probably put it all back on.
That's what vacation's about, just giving up anyway. It is. It's like, I'm going to give up, but it's like when you're on vacation, you just don't care.
Yeah.
It is like a weird mental thing that you can just like, yeah, it doesn't, the rules don't apply. No laws apply to me during vacation time.
Yeah. I do keep exercising.
Yeah. While you're eating a pizza, right?
Yeah. And I try to watch it a little bit. The problem is it was like the first time Michelle had been in a supermarket pretty much since before the pandemic. She went a little bit crazy and bought a whole bunch of stuff. And of course I ate it all.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's just the circle of life. So you've been doing anything else?
No, did you go to see Bob Mould last night?
No, I didn't actually.
Yeah. I didn't find out about it until like that day. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should go to see him. I said, well, we have band practice.
Yeah.
And then I got there and Kirk didn't show up. So it's just like, we just bullshitted for a couple hours. We didn't even go out to, we didn't even pick up our instruments. I left my guitar in my car.
Well, something got done at least.
Yeah. Well, it was fun, you know.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I thought about going to that. Then, Laura had some pool tournament yesterday she went to, and I was at home and I was just doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want to go out.
Yeah, I saw that remember the Action Swingers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they changed lineups on every single thing they ever put out. But the bass player that played on their EP died.
Okay.
He was in a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's the only band that I know of.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just pretty much did some shit around the house yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Friday night I had my Fratelli show.
Yeah.
And that went well, but it was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's like the whole Friday the 13th thing, but it just did have a weird vibe yesterday.
Yeah. Well, did people enjoy it? You know, did they sell a lot of drinks? Are you going to be back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a monthly gig. So, but yeah, no, people come out for it. And, yeah, it was a good turnout. It's just a weird vibe. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any gigs coming up until next month. It was just as well with me being on vacation.
Yeah. I got one this Friday. That show I'm doing up at HMAC.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of basically the only place we're really playing right now is West York Inn.
Yeah.
And they don't want to book us every week. So, yeah, hope, and Skid Row Garage is supposed to be opening soon. Or Skid Row Restaurant or whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah.
So hopefully when that opens, we'll be getting some more gigs.
When is Esper's open?
I don't know. He told us. I'm not the manager. I'm the HR guy.
I get it. Yeah, other than that, I think all I've been doing is it's either work or like comedy. Anything comedy related.
Yeah. I've been trying to find other stuff, trying to find maybe a different hobby to pick up.
Yeah. You haven't found one yet?
No. At least nothing that I really, it's nothing I really want to do. I'm kind of spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some money. I've got plenty of time. I was looking at getting an e-bike.
Yeah.
The streets around here are just a little too close, you know?
Yeah.
It seems a little bit dangerous.
Just a little bit dangerous.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried because I, you know, I mean, my car is almost brand new, but still, if something does happen, I do kind of like having the security of having a third vehicle.
Yeah.
But I don't really think I need a car.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice if I had something I could go to the grocery store or something, or just go out and do stuff if Michelle has my car for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I decided I'm not going to buy my dad's van.
Yeah.
It needs gaskets, not head gaskets, but pretty much every other engine gasket.
Yeah. Everything but, right.
Yeah. The long block is fine, but everything that attaches to it should probably have its gaskets replaced, even the oil pan.
Yeah.
And so even if I replace everything except for the oil pan, you really need a hoist for that.
Yeah.
You kind of have to pick the engine up. You can leave it in the car, but you got to pick it up. And I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So even if I do all the other gaskets myself and pay somebody to do that, if he gives me the van, I'm $1,000 in just to have the oil pan gasket replaced.
Yeah.
And if I get rid of my mini storage, which is costing me $150 a month, with $1,000 down and $150 a month, I could buy an $8,000 car.
Yeah.
So why am I going to mess around with this old thing? Yeah. For, you know, a reasonable price, I could, of course, I wouldn't buy an $8,000 car. I'm not going to buy one this year. I keep telling myself that.
So you're not going to do it.
One thing, it'd be nice if I had a folding e-bike, or just put an e-bike kit onto my current folding bike.
Yeah.
Because then I could take it with us. But that, I mean, I got a subcompact. It's pretty small. I don't think there'd be room.
No, probably not. It'd be tight.
Yeah.
That's definitely making the choice there.
Yeah. That car is definitely big enough for two people to go on vacation for and be gone for weeks.
Yeah.
But it's not big enough to carry a guitar, an amplifier, two folding bikes. You know, you probably need a three-row SUV for all that crap that we'd like to bring.
Yeah.
And then we'd probably not use it, or I'd only use it once.
Yeah, it's not worth the hassle.
Yeah. Certainly when we go down to Corriganville, Maryland, there's a lot of biking trails.
Yeah.
A lot of biking trails. It'd be nice to have one then.
Yeah, I'm planning a trip to Austin currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you taking Laura with you? Is she going to have to get a pregnancy test to come back?
No. No, she's not going with me. I'm going by myself.
Yeah, well, take some of the, what's that, over-the-counter ulcer medication with you.
Why?
If you over D on it, he'll give you an abortion.
Oh, okay.
Well, not you, but if a woman takes it.
Yeah. It's hard to believe it's 2022, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy shit, man.
Yeah. And it's symbolic because women are still going to be able to get them.
Well, there's always, you know, there's always ways.
Yeah. Like, what are we going to outlaw next? Drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people get busted for them, but obviously not very many.
No. No, I think you have to have like a, maybe the quota is like we have to have one major drug bust every quarter if possible.
Yeah.
That way we
well,
can.
I look at the Cumberland County crime blog or whatever, and they do arrest people for drugs, but it's almost always because they either just happened upon this person's residence for other problems, like there was a noise complaint, and then they, you know, saw paraphernalia, or it was like somebody slumped over in the driver's seat of their car at the pharmacy at 3 a.m.
Listen, that 7 pounds of cocaine clearly belongs to someone else.
Yeah. But they rarely make any busts of, you know, just big busts.
Oh, yeah. Nothing of, like, note.
Yeah.
Even, like, our police department, I don't know, probably, like, a month ago, maybe, they put out on their socials, like, oh, we made this big drug bust today. And it was, all it was weed.
Yeah.
It was great seeing all the comments because people were like, why?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't investigate something else. It's like, you're not really doing anything anyone cares about.
Yeah.
We got some more weed off the street, even though you can get it pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. It's not like it grows on plants.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't, man.
Yeah, it's, I swear, most of the people that get busted for drugs are like homeless or, you know, they already have a rap sheet a mile long.
Yeah. Yeah, or it normally does happen of like just something dumb and you kind of stumble upon it.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anyone in my neighborhood busted. I don't know for a fact. In fact, I don't even hear rumors, but there's a neighborhood this big. There's got to be people using dope.
Well, yeah. And plus, you can get it, you know, legally now, different ways.
Yeah. Well, not cocaine.
Yeah. Medical grade cocaine, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be Adderall. I mean, you could be snorting Adderall. I mean, yeah, it's not the same as coke, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah. They had the Greek food fest this weekend.
Yeah.
The big Orthodox church in our neighborhood. Greek Orthodox, not like Jewish Orthodox.
Did you go?
Michelle said she was going to go, and then she ended up, the line was too long, so she just ordered from a Greek restaurant and picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of tried to warn her.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, it was really bad this year. I said, yeah, last year they were backed up past our house.
Yeah.
All the way to the light. This year wasn't bad. That's why I said, yeah, let's walk to it if we're going to go. But she insisted on driving.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, she brought the food back and we ate it here. We did have somebody over, Leon.
Yeah.
Just about the only person that answers our calls anymore. I don't know. As I've said before, it's all NP, not pizza.
Yeah.
You have anything like that where you live?
Yeah, not really.
Don't have watching Scotty grow days in Goldsboro?
No. No. They normally do like the night out and then that's it, I think. They have like some other community thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like a yard sale. Then that one church has that talent show. But I'm not sure if that's every year or what.
Yeah. Have you ever gone up to it or been tempted?
What, to the church talent show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it last summer, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I did it. I had to do like, I did like 15 minutes of clean material.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to do it because I wanted to see if I could do it. Because doing church comedy versus even regular clean comedy can be tricky.
Yeah.
But that's why I did it.
Yeah.
And I did pretty good. And there was a lady there that did comedy as well. And apparently she had a whole character and everything.
Yeah.
And I think she was upset that I did better than her. But I mean, she had like this character, and it was basically, you know, like her, I guess, just a more vaguely racist.
Yeah.
Or maybe that, I don't know, but it's like, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember the joke exactly, but she did some kind of Amish joke. Amish joke, and it was almost turned into an N-word joke. It was very weird.
Yeah.
So I may do that again if I see them having that.
Yeah.
Not because I love doing church comedy or whatever, but it's good to change up your routine and things like that. Helps, especially helps from a writing point of view.
Yeah. I don't know that we could ever do that. They'd probably be like, do you have to use distortion on your guitar?
Yeah.
Like, the distortion's barely on.
Yeah. Well,
we're about as musically, we're not that much harder than John Cougar. Okay.
Yeah.
We're a bit faster.
Yeah. But mostly the talents were like, you know, we had the comedy aspect, and there's a guy that sang a song. Luckily, it was only one. Then, I think someone came and played a guitar or something. Mm-hmm. Too.
They have a Christian metal band?
No. Thank God. But yeah, it was definitely different.
Sometimes I'm tempted about that. If I really wanted to make it as in a career.
Yeah.
Now, could you imagine someone that can actually write decent songs becoming a Christian musician? You could pretty much clean up.
Yeah. Yeah. But
then you'd be surrounded by Christians all the time. And not real Christians either. The fundamentalist Christians, the wannabes.
Yeah. Yeah. I can never do that. It's too soulless.
Yeah.
It's just too soulless. But I know other comics that have been on Dry Bar Comedy, and that's a pretty big platform. It's clean comedy, and they're like based in Utah.
Yeah.
And he actually did it, and he actually has a Dry Bar special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny too, because he's not like he does dirty material as well, but he did this Dry Bar special, and he said it wasn't bad. He said, really, the only thing you can't say, you know, is obviously, you know, they don't want you swearing, but like nothing like, you know, graphic sexually, obviously. And he says they don't like it when you say goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Jesus Christ, like that. But other than that, he said they're pretty cool with everything.
Yeah. See how dark you can go without actually cursing.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Gaffigan, he's a clean comic, and he does clean murder jokes.
Yeah.
And he's so good at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I participated in a roast like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. I like that. I had to write roast jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very mean and hurtful.
Yeah.
So I did a great job. Yeah, I'll tell you the joke that I... The first round is like I went against Sarah, and me and Sarah are friends. And we talked beforehand, like a week or so. We're like, you know, I asked her, I was like, we'll still be friends after this, right?
Yeah.
Because I told her, I was like, I'm not going to pull any punches. This is a roast. So I want to use it and, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, she started in her something was about like cheese dick or something like that. And the first one that I came up, the first line was she considers a rapist a friend you haven't fucked yet. So you can tell where it was fun.
Yeah.
And then the last joke that I did was her cat had died like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a dog. And I had a joke about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I told her, I specifically saved that for last because, you know, it wasn't like real me. It was just mentioning it more than anything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to be like a dick about it, but I did that one last because I was like, I know it wasn't too deep on you, but I didn't want you to like start crying or something.
Because
mm-hmm. I mean, I understand it's a pet she had for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to a roast battle. And I can't even believe she posted it online the day before. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. What are you doing, Sarah?
But we're I could say mean, hurtful things to people. I don't think I could make them funny.
Yeah.
I would laugh.
Yeah. And that's the fun part in it is like doing something like that, and making it funny.
Yeah. I usually make myself the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
Because then I can control how bad I get. whatever I'm worried about, whatever I'm self-conscious about, that's usually what I'm joking about.
Yeah.
We were talking about that at practice last night, that Bill was, our drummer, was saying how he wishes he could be like me and just go up there and say really embarrassing things.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just about eats me alive to say those things, Bill. I just want to crawl into my amp and die. But I think that I enjoy doing it, though. You know, self-conscious about my appearance, about that scar I have on my stomach, and I'm walking around shirtless at Chump Stock.
Yeah.
I just ripped my shirt off at the first song. And of course, nobody saw it. Nobody cared. And I knew that. And, you know, it makes me stronger, I guess.
Yeah.
I haven't worked up the courage to shit on stage, though.
Oh, come on. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely can't be a shy peer or anything like that if you're doing that on stage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think I could piss on stage. Yeah, but shitting on stage, I could probably manage.
Yeah. Yeah, because I personally appreciate what Amber Heard did, shitting in someone's bed like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's that big, stupid Johnny Depp thing. The greatest thing that's come out of it for me anyway is just apparently she took a shit on his bed one time.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's next level shit right there.
Yeah.
Literally. I love it so much.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm not paying any attention to it. I barely know who Johnny Depp is.
Yeah.
See, it's actually good when you don't pay attention to things.
Well, I have to pay attention to things.
Yeah, you want to write jokes that date quickly.
Because it's all useful. And just another ingredient. I don't want to become Gallagher right now.
Yeah.
And that's why they won't let me on the Tonight Show.
Well, at least he had some sense to retire.
Yeah.
Although, let's see if he stays retired.
Yeah. Hey, Ted Nugent hasn't retired, and then he should have.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, like him out there trying to be involved in politics, or just like if him going to a York Fair and performing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both pretty, they're both rock bottom.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I saw this, some guy, I had no idea who he was, heavy metal guitar player, died recently. And looking at him on stage, it was like, you know, clearly in his 70s, and yet he still had like long brown hair. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Part of me wants to give him a big thumbs up, and part of me wants to smack him. And not, well, not him, he's dead, but people like that. It's so obviously a wig.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a wig, it's obviously not as, it's obviously dyed or something.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Cause yeah, there are a couple of those guys out there.
Yeah. And part of me wants to say, yeah, rock on. And part of me wants to, you know, you want me to cut up that meal for you?
Yeah. See, I had that, like, I don't really do much dyeing anymore of my hair.
Yeah.
It's just because it's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
To do it. But then, I don't know, just, eventually you reach a certain point where it's like, you know, it's all right. You know, it's all right to be whatever age you're at.
Yeah. And
it's like, if you can still do it, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone ages. No one's surprised that you look different.
Yeah.
And you don't have that large mane of hair anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could at least get like a an old man wig. It makes it look like you're an old man that kept most of his hair.
Yeah. I think what really fucks people up, especially like if you're on TV and stuff a lot and in movies, especially with everything being HD now,
mm-hmm.
you know, HD doesn't hide anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where people get in their heads. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to look old, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it was around in the 70s and 80s, but you really didn't, you know. I mean, looking back and like the quality of video and stuff, it's like, all right, you kind of knew, but it was easier to hide things.
Yeah. My thing is, if you look way older than you actually are, then that's one thing. Like I said, if my hair lasts me until age 30, I'm not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And it did, barely. I wasn't really noticeably balding until I was like 31, 32.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't really explain how I have that dichotomy. I mean, yeah, of course, when I was younger, I was against it. But now I'm thinking like, well, you know, if they're that insecure.
It just looks very odd.
Yeah.
I mean, the dying, okay, it can look a little odd, especially when someone's clearly a lot older and they have like the dye job is like pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
That looks very weird.
Yeah.
That looks very weird. And like wearing a wig when you're definitely a lot older, it looks really weird too.
Yeah.
Especially when there's no attempt to make it look like normal.
Yeah.
At least maybe have some gray and you can mix some color in. That looks a little better.
Yeah. Try to look 5 to 10 years younger than you actually are.
Yeah.
As opposed to still trying to look like you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Or go haul hog and wear like a mask and heavy white makeup or something.
I forget who I've seen recently, and I don't know if they just looked really odd. And it was like, we know what you look like. Stop trying to hide it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I don't know.
And I saw another thing. This guy who's about 70 needed to get a prostate biopsy. And first of all, the really funny thing is they gave him what he thought was a bandage.
Yeah.
But it was like a pad. Like you put it sticky side down in your underwear, but he put it sticky side up on his butt.
Yeah.
So it ripped all the hair off. Yeah, but he got a lot of shit for, like, from his Patreon followers and stuff from, you know, like guys being too macho to handle an anal probe.
Yeah.
Oh, God, an anal probe means you're G-A-Y. I don't know. If you think something like that makes you less of a man, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Of course, I shouldn't talk. I play with stuffed animals. So.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't have the Zoom Pro, so this we got like 6 minutes.
Oh, no. That's all right, because I'm going to have to leave soon anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to keep this one kind of short.
Yeah, we have so much to talk about.
Yeah. Well, if we waited another week or two, we might have.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, unless people want to hear about comedy shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see the news with Dave Chappelle being attacked on stage?
I saw that, but I didn't really. I saw that it happened.
Yeah.
I saw the people's reaction like, oh, that attacker is going to get banned from the Academy Awards.
Well, he got the shit kicked out of him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, his arm was like the picture of him on a stretcher. His arm was going the other way and everything. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe one of the Ted Nugent tickets. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we should wrap up then, huh?
All right. So this was Couch 93. Maybe I'll bother to upgrade. Maybe I'll find a different piece of software.
Yeah. All right.
So this has been Dave.
And I'm Ron.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.